Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today I'm happy to bring back author and playwright Mary D. Brooks. She's going to talk about her latest novel. She's going to talk about seeing her radio play produced on my show and any other new adventures that she has coming up. Hi, Mary.
G'day. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi, everyone.
Wherever you are in the world.
Wherever you are. We're trying to get everybody.
Everybody is included. Mary is in Australia, so that's why she's It's early in the morning, and she was kind enough to get up early to do the show, so I'm really grateful.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great. The weather, I'll give you the weather report as well if you need it.
Oh, sure. What's the weather like in Sydney?
Oh, it's cloudy and dark at the moment, so it's good.
That's like our weather last week. It was pouring.
Oh, last week. Yes.
Pouring and pouring.
And the previous week we had heat waves, so it's not boring in Australia at all.
Yeah, you guys had it so very, very hot there. I mean, it was like California hot. Actually, it was sort of like Death Valley hot from the way you were telling me.
It was hell hot. It was hell hot. So, yeah.
It was like you moved to Death Valley.
Without all the moving costs. That was great.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of like being transported, like in Star Trek.
Yes.
So what latest adventures? I know you and Tessa, she has a pretty cat, has been very busy. Anything new and exciting you want to tell all the folks about?
Let's see. I have book 6, which is Nor the Battle to the Strong, which is the 6th novel in the Intertwined Soul series. That's taking Eva and Zoe back to Germany. Is taking Eva back to her greatest fear, which is just in front of the place where her mind and her body were shattered, all because she was a lesbian. So that it involves getting into a mystery about a woman's search for justice, if that wasn't enough. And it opens up a whole conundrum about what justice is and how we perceive it, and whether we're ready to face our fears, and if you do, what happens? In addition to that, I've been moving all my sites over to a new server, so right in the middle of the book launch. I've got great timing.
That was really smart.
Yes, I know. I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm thinking, maybe I should have left it for a few weeks.
Wait till after your book launch, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's sort of like, into the frying pan. Why not? One more thing. It was good. It's all done, so the pain is over.
Well, that's
so
good.
So we can
that's
concentrate
good.
On the book.
Sort
of like, yeah.
How did you feel hearing your characters come to life in the play last year, in the radio play last year?
Oh, that just blew my mind. It's sort of like, it just blows your mind. I can see the addiction of writers, the screenwriters, how listening to your words come back to you. And it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And so, like, getting lost in listening to what you've written, and I would forget that I've actually written and enjoy the play itself. It's fantastic. I enjoyed it.
I'm so happy you felt that way, because we worked so hard for that. And I directed it, folks, so believe me.
Yes.
We worked hard on that.
The director was very good. Can we have her back?
Yes, you will have her back on the next. She's doing a new one. It's called Harem Christmas, which should be a lot of fun. And, same director.
And the director. I think that's going to get a name change soon, but yes, that's going to be a comedy, because I like comedies.
We need a nice comedy. Well, we need it to round up our season as a good comedy.
Zoe giving Eva a very special Christmas present. In their first Christmas in Australia. So it's going to be a Zoe special. And for those that don't know about Zoe, she's a force of nature, so anything goes. So it's going to be interesting. I haven't written it yet, but it's coming.
Yes, I don't even start on getting playwrights to write.
Hey, I wrote book 6 and I moved my sites.
I know.
Been very
You're a
productive.
Busy little girl. I know. I understand, but you know, I have to like have the whip and go, come on, write,
yes.
write.
Yes. I could write it on the 14-hour flight to LA soon, so... that would be a great place to write.
Yeah, you don't have anybody to bother you.
No, just the entertainment on the plane, but no, it's all right. It will be done.
I don't think it'll take the whole 14 hours to write it.
No, it won't. But, you know, it's the... it's the author slaving over a hot keyboard image that we have to upheld.
Yes, that's true. It's the chain going to the ball that's sitting right there that's keeping you in place. And
yes, it's so much hard work.
Yes.
It is hard work. Sometimes.
It is. Every form of writing is sort of like blood on the paper or the computer screen or whatever. It's hard to change that to computer because it doesn't work as well as blood on the paper.
Yes. Blood on the keyboard.
It's just not the same kind of image, you know.
I'll admit sometimes writing is very difficult. And sometimes it's easy and it writes itself. So it all depends what you're doing. Comedy is easier than drama. But, you know, once it flows, it starts flowing.
And you're very prolific, so I'm not really that worried about you.
Yeah. Once I get going, there's no stopping. Unless I do a server move, then we're in dangerous territory. But no, it kind of just goes. Sit down and write.
That's true.
Without any interruptions.
Well, the no interruptions part is the hard part.
Yes.
Because
I lock the
life is full of those.
Yes, I lock the cat away while I'm writing because she would jump on my lap otherwise.
Poor Tessa.
And then, and then just lay over the keyboard and no work is done then. So
I know.
She has to be, she has to be away from the office.
They love attention.
Mm-hmm. Lots of it.
So... you are working on your latest novel. You finished Nor the Battle Too Strong, and you're working on another one, is that right?
Yeah, I am. It's called Blood Ties, which is going to pick up where Nor the Battle Too Strong left off. Nor the Battle is an interesting, it's a journey back to Germany for Eva and Zoe. As I was saying earlier, what it does is it makes Eva face her fear, which is going back to the one place that she dreads, and that is the research facility in Aden, in the Bavarian Alps. And there she has to face her demons. It's all about what would you do if you had to face your demons, and how would you go about it? Would you face them or would you run away? And Eva chooses to face them, and we see in the book how she does it. And while there, they also encounter a woman whose search for justice may or may not be helpful or healthy, I should say. But her search for justice, and which provoked quite a bit of responses from readers, and also my beta readers as well, as to what justice is and how we perceive justice, and whether if the wrong is righted in some way, would it make a difference to the outcome? Which was fascinating for me.
That's like one of the hardest things, really, I think, is, you know, the problem is that people go back over their life and they start wanting to fix it, and it's really impossible to do it. And I mean, I love time travel stories, but one of the things about time travel is that there are certain fixed things, and one of the fixed things is you can't change the past no matter what you do. If you do change the past, it's going to change in a way that you don't want it to change.
That's right. You can't change the future, or you can't change the past to change your future.
Yeah.
But the other issue is that if you did something to me, say you stole from me, which is pretty innocuous, but you stole from me, and I apologize to you, would that apology give you the justice that you wanted? And also, would it make how you felt when the injustice was first done to you? Would it negate those feelings, or would you be happy with the apology, even though you still felt as if you were slighted? Now, of course, the book takes it one step further, a lot further than that, because it is an injustice that is quite, without spoiling the story, it's an injustice that is relevant to the to our time as well, back in the 1950s. So,
yep.
And the thing is to remember is that sometimes seeking justice doesn't mean we're going to get what we wanted. If I stole from, as I'm giving you that example again, if I stole from you, you still feel like violated. That's a strong word, isn't it? You'll feel slighted.
Slighted, yeah, for that kind of...
Yes.
Violated is a different kind of thing.
Yes. Well, you'll feel slighted, and you'll feel upset that a wrong was done to you. And if I say, if I apologize to you and say, I'm sorry, would that negate, or would that relieve that feeling that you had earlier? And it comes back to the justice that we want. Is it the justice that we need? So it's sort of like it's a conundrum. It's been fascinating to watch the feedback. I'm actually reminded of something that happened at the Xena convention many years ago, where Renee O'Connor, who played Gabrielle, showed one of her films, and the message from the film was that this child grew up in an abusive family, and the father, he's now grown up, and the father, his dying wish was to be taken to the river to be let go and so forth. And at the end of the film, there was a discussion in the audience, and half the group thought that it was a continuation of the abuse. The other half saw it as forgiveness of the son to the father. I've never been in such an in-depth discussion before. That was just absolutely fascinating. And it came from which perspective that you had was how you experienced a life. So if you were previously abused in some fashion, you saw it as a continuation of the abuse. While those who hadn't experienced that saw it as a forgiveness. It was fascinating, and I was watching Renee's face while all this was going on, and as a writer and producer that she is, to have that kind of feedback, that just is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So the feedback over this particular aspect of the book, I'm finding absolutely fascinating.
When she was saying Renee, she meant Renee O'Connor, just in case the audience
yes.
didn't know. I just want to clarify
yes.
that. Renee is very good with bringing her works when we were having Xena conventions to the Xena conventions so she could get feedback. She also gave us a one-woman show where we were giving her feedback. So that's one of the lovely things about Renee.
Yeah, she's her work is just absolutely stunning. It really is. It makes you think, and that's the kind of writing I like to do, that it makes you think. And I want, when you close the book, I want you to go, that was interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that ignites a fire in an author, I think, where the reader gets something so much out of it that it stays in their mind. So,
yeah. It's always, something like that's always touching. I mean, different subjects. I remember when I was taking a philosophy class, when everybody was very polite and everything went smoothly until we came to a certain subject. And then all the gloves and the politeness came off, and it became unrecognizable as the same class. We talked about religion. And, oh, my God, it was so interesting. And I was 19, and I was just, my eyes were like deer's in headlights. I could not believe all of a sudden it was like a volcano erupting. It's interesting
yes,
to watch the change in a group of people from one subject.
because religion has a huge impact on someone's life. So, excuse me while I cough. I'm sorry,
are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Religion has such a huge impact on people's lives, whether they believe or they don't believe, because the American society is based on Judeo-Christian, or supposedly, allegedly. And also the Australian one as well. But people's lives, or opinions, I should say, is clouded by their experiences regarding religion or politics, or that it's enough to set anyone on fire.
We're seeing that right now on Facebook with the election here in the U.S. I mean, people, families are broken up, friendships have ended. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, because I'm due to go to the U.S. for the Zenite retreat, which is in California in about a month or so. I'm doing a couple of workshops there regarding writing and what have you. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the election has impacted the U.S.
I don't know if it's so much to look forward to, Mary.
as a writer, I think it's fascinating. Any society, I think as a writer, I just want to soak it in. Whether good, bad, or ugly, it'll, depending on where you stand. But the idea that ideas can change a society. I remember one of our prime ministers used to say, you change the government, you change Australia. So whether you change your president and you change the US. I'm not sure how that works there. But ours works here because they set the agenda, and our system of government is very different to yours.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to having a look up close.
Yeah, parliamentary is different than the democratic in many ways.
Yes.
Actually, the part I love about yours is that it's so darn short, the election period. Boom, 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 you're done.
Yes.
Doesn't take 2 years to elect the prime minister.
Oh, no. We have a set number of weeks where they go at it. I think the longest has been 5 or 6 weeks.
That's
and
what I mean. I love that. I wish it was ours. Like that part of it. I wish they'd shrink the damn election. We could all use the break.
Yes, it's done and dusted. And you can forget about it for the next 3.5 years or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have about 9 minutes or so. You have the writing retreat coming up. Do you have any other appearances that you're going to be at? And can anybody go to the writing retreat?
Okay. The Zenite retreat, where the workshops are going to be, only those attending, obviously, can go. Tickets are still available. They're at zeniteretreat.com. That's X-E-N-I-T. Did I spell it right? Retreat.
I think
dot
so.
Com. Yes. I think the ticket's still available. In addition to the workshops, there's a whole bunch of stuff to do up in the mountains. It's great. I went to it last year and I had a couple of workshops there. And it was fantastic. Actually, it was very relaxing. And there's archery and swimming and hiking and doing all sorts of things and other workshops. It's still available. And there's a special guest, I believe Adrian Wilkinson will be there and Brittany Powell and I think Stephen Sears, but I'm not sure. So, it's going to be great.
That's
so
great. That's wonderful.
Mm.
And do you have any book signings or anything that you're going to be doing?
I don't have any plans, but I'm looking into doing something in LA. I can't announce that yet, but I'm hoping to get something happening. With a few weeks out, just stuff going around. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so if you want to find out about any of the things that Mary's up to, you go to her new website. That should be up now, right?
Yes, it's all up and working.
Okay, so go to her website, and all her stuff is there. And give the website at Addie so people know where to go.
It's next chapter, two words, nextchapter.com.
Okay.
That's got all my book info and everything. Excuse me for the noise. Yeah, so nextchapter.com will have all the details.
Okay. All right. We've come to the end.
Did you hear that interview? That was my
yes,
car.
I did.
My apologies. I had to take the car out. Like now.
No, not with children.
There you go. Sorry, Sherry.
That's all right. That's so cute. Thank you for being on the show, Mary. We're ending on a bang.
I didn't plan on. Thanks for having me, Sherry.
And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
No worries, mate. Thank you.